Welcome to the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. Enhance your patron experience as you join us for the latest information, educational resources, and engaging interviews with the people working behind the scenes to ensure all Missourians may read. We are so glad you've joined us.
Hi, my name is Brandon, once again coming from the Wolfner Volunteer Luncheon, and with me right now is Beth Elliott. Beth is a local here in Jefferson City who runs Downtown Book and Toy, and what her part is with our volunteers is she helps us get the books here that our wonderful volunteers are recording. So Beth, welcome, and I'd just like to say hi.
Hi, Brandon, thank you. it's been a really interesting and fruitful experience working with Wolfner. The first thing is I get to see what people are interested in,
yeah,
which is amazing. And also, the whole idea of what Wolfner does is very near and dear to my heart. My father was visually impaired, and I first became aware of the services of Wolfner probably in the early 1980s.
With all our wonderful cassettes coming through the mail and
Absolutely.
That big bulky player that, yeah.
Which I still have a couple of those.
Okay, gotcha. Uh-oh. Maybe we should.
But it's you know, I have always felt, one of the things when my dad lost his vision was that he couldn't read anymore.
Yeah.
And it was, he had always been a reader. He had always been interested in the classics, the Missouri history. John Steinbeck was a big, he was a fan.
Yeah.
But it provided him a way to continue reading, and I appreciated that so much.
Oh.
Coming from as a reader and from a family of readers.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad he found us. You know, a lot of it is us, our outreach and how we reach people and how they find us and things like that. So we're just happy when people do find us and when
and
they
I,
need us.
I love that I am able to tell people books on tape are incredibly expensive. If people want to purchase a CD,
yeah,
you know, it's very expensive. So I love being able to tell people that they can come to Wolfner and find almost everything.
And if not more than, you know, other libraries and stuff. Because we do kind of reach out and we find those books that are kind of hard to find. And you help make that possible. So
it's a great honor to be able to do so.
Thank you. And we thank... How long have you been with Downtown Book and Toy?
I actually purchased the store about 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
But it was my very first bookstore job in 2003.
Okay.
At Downtown Book and Toy.
I gotcha.
And it's been a journey ever since.
Well, we thank you and we appreciate you, and I'll have to make another trip up to Downtown Book and Toy.
I hope to see you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here with me today is Loretta Broker and Marilyn
Smith.
Marilyn, it's nice to meet you all. Thank you for coming today.
You're welcome.
So, Marilyn, let's start with you. What kind of volunteering do you do here at Wolfner?
Well, I volunteer twice a week.
Okay.
I monitor Loretta.
Loretta,
on Wednesday mornings, and I read for Paul Otto.
So you're doing both.
So I do both.
Juggling.
I'm new. I'm okay. New at both, so I'm not sure that I'm very accomplished at both, but I'm certainly giving it my best effort.
The practice makes perfect, right?
Exactly.
And Loretta, and you're one of our readers here?
Yes, yes. Okay. I've been doing it for about 5 years. I used to read at the schools where my grandchildren were, and then after they graduated, I kept reading and wear special hats to go with my books. And then when the pandemic came, that was the end of that.
Yeah.
And because I had used Wolfner Library for my residence at Villa Marie when I was an activity director, I knew this service was available, and I asked if I could read, and they let me.
Okay, so you didn't have to, you just kind of reached out to us to find out how to volunteer.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And Marilyn, how did you find out about volunteering here?
In the fall, there was an ad in the local newspaper that I read. I'd been looking for some volunteer activity. I'm a nurse outside of healthcare, something totally different. I love to read, and I thought, thought, this could be perfect for me. Absolutely. And I love it.
Absolutely. And thank you for coming in, both of you.
You're welcome.
So, Loretta, how many books do you think you've read so far?
Oh, I did get a list from Brandon.
I was going to say, we should have asked Brandon before.
35 or 40,
35
maybe.
Or 40? Okay, any one of those kind of stand out as memorable to you, as one of your favorites?
I love nonfiction.
Okay.
And there was The Murderous Matrons of St. Louis that was quite interesting.
Okay.
These women poisoned their husbands with arsenic.
Okay.
I love true stories.
Yeah.
So I've read everybody from Daniel Boone to Calamity Jane, and then all the Civil War in Missouri, and the and the Prohibition days in Kansas City. So, yeah, I just love nonfiction.
Yeah, very cool. And Marilyn, you've been here a little shorter time.
Yeah, a little shorter time. I'm on my third book.
Third book, okay.
The very first book was about traveling in unusual places in Missouri.
Yeah.
That was very nice. It was a good beginner book.
Yeah.
My second book is by a Harvard professor. Mm-hmm. It's quite intense and quite lengthy. And so we've taken a bit of a break, and I'm doing a young people's book right now.
Yeah, a little palate cleanser in between
Exactly, exactly. But they've all been interesting. Something I might not have chosen for myself,
mm-hmm.
but having been asked to read them, I'm really enjoying all of them.
Very nice. So what's more challenging for you, reading or monitoring?
Monitoring.
Monitoring, okay.
Absolutely. I feel like I make mistakes and I'm so unsure of myself, but I think maybe time will take care of that. Everybody's very willing to help.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you monitored much at all?
No, never.
No, just reading?
Never,
okay.
Never. Too complicated.
And I'm
for
sorry
me.
We don't get to show fancy hats or anything while you read. You should do that and just do pictures anyway for
no,
the books.
No, I've already given them to my granddaughters to read to wear for my great-grandchildren.
Well, Marilyn and Noretta, I thank you all for everything that you do for us, and I know that our readers and our listeners all thank you as well. So
you are so
thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you very
we
much.
Love
we
it.
Enjoy the opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you. Once again, my name is Brandon. I am here at the Wolfner Library Volunteer Luncheon, and with me today is Louise Whitworth. Louise, hello. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Louise is a volunteer here at Wolfner, and why don't you tell folks a little bit about what you do?
Well, I take all those lovely little children's books, and I braille them.
You braille them. So when did you pick up and learn braille? Just kind of curious. And what kind of push that for you?
My middle daughter, was diagnosed when she was in kindergarten with macular degeneration.
Okay.
Was told she was going to lose her sight and go blind, and that she needed to learn Braille.
Yes.
So if my daughter's going to learn Braille, I'm going to learn Braille. So it took off from there.
But yeah, that's a good reason to learn it, and I'm sure your daughter is appreciative of that, and we are too. How difficult was that for somebody who, you know, never really thought about it, I assume, much, you know?
Okay, I did think about it.
Oh, did you really? Okay.
When I was a kid, I got in trouble all the time for reading at night.
Okay. Oh,
flashlight, under the covers. And the one thing I'd always say to my mom is, I'm going to learn Braille so I can read in the dark. Okay, it was a joke.
Yeah.
But now it's not
now
a joke.
Now it's not a joke, and you can read.
I can, and I don't have to go under the covers.
So how many books do you think you kind of braille for us here?
I think I'm over the 800 mark.
Wow. I was not prepared for 800, but that's a lot. So what is the most challenging thing you think with what you do with brailing the children's books for us?
Well, a lot of them have the picture descriptions in them that they've done before they record the books.
Okay.
But the ones that don't, sometimes trying to figure out how to describe a picture so that a child that hasn't seen it can understand.
Yeah.
That could be really hard because sometimes the picture descriptions are more than the words in the book.
They are, absolutely. Yep. I've been trying to do that on social media with things, and it's really difficult to just describe what you're showing. So I get that. Well, thank you, Louise. I appreciate it. How long have you been here, just out of curiosity?
Since 2018.
2018, so about 6 years now, if I can do math, which is not a guaranteed thing. But thank you, Louise. I know all of our patrons appreciate everything that you do and from everything that they read, and we appreciate you here as well.
Thank you.
So thank you, Louise.
Have a great day.
You too. With me right now is Laramie Thompson. Welcome, Laramie.
Thanks.
Laramie, you are one of our reader volunteers here. So tell us a little bit about that. How did you get involved reading for Wolfner Library?
Okay, that's a good question. When I retired from teaching for the public schools here, I was looking for some activities, and my husband and I and our kids would go on long trips in the summer, and we'd always listen to books on tape.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, that's cool. I could do that. So I came in one day, and Deborah
Strope
was here at the time, and she had me interview. And so I did a practice, and she stopped me after I'd read maybe 1 or 2 minutes, and she said, you'll be fine. She said, do you do theater? And I said, well, you know, actually, I have done theater.
Yeah.
So I got started, and she said, but we really don't have a monitor for you. So I said, oh, my husband will do it.
Volunteer your husband. Very nice.
Yes, I did. I voluntold him.
Okay. Yes, I forgot that term. Voluntold.
Yes. So he came in with me, and we started working together, and he had to deal with the technology, and I had to deal with the words, and we did just great, loved it, loved every book we did except one.
Okay.
And then I lost my husband in January of 2023, but I wanted to continue because I think it's a great project, and I get to read some great books that I wouldn't run into otherwise, and so Marilyn Dicknight is my monitor now.
Yeah.
And so I've been at this since 2008.
2008? Do you kind of have an estimate, like, or kind of know about how many you've read so far?
I really don't. several years ago, when Deborah was still here, at one of the appreciation luncheons, they gave each of us a picture and a list of all the books we had done. So I have them up to that year.
Up to that year? But it's been a few years ago.
Sure, at least 100.
Okay. Was there anything that any one book that kind of stands out, good or bad? Well, you don't have to do the bad one. Let's do the good one.
Well, I really like doing the Moonflower Vine, which was written by a Missouri author a long time ago. I think the 50s, maybe.
Okay.
And it was a wonderful book about a family and the children and where it all went, but that was really good. I also enjoyed doing the Carnahan books. Gene Carnahan.
Why can I not remember the title of? But I know what you're talking about. I think.
So. I think I did three of hers.
Yeah, she had a couple. One about the governor's mansion, right?
And the tide. Something about the tide never fails or whatever. But yes, those were good. And there was one book that we didn't like in all the time. There was only
one
book.
Oh, well, that's that's a pretty good batting average, I think. So
that's excellent. Yes.
So, well, thank you, Laramie. We appreciate you here. The Wolfner staff, I know, we appreciate you here coming in, and the listeners and our readers absolutely love it too. So
that's
we thank you.
Good to know that everybody wins.
Everybody does win. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library podcast. For further inquiries on this episode, or for library service needs, you may contact us toll-free at 1-800-392-2614, by email at wolfner@sos.mo.gov, or visit us online at www.sos.mo.gov/Wolfner.